section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I don't know.
Is that little Rory trying to climb up the stairs?
I'm so wasted.
I'm so wasted.
What does that say?
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Love Ladies, New Jersey, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, IBWIP News Bulletin, Who Is You? And Twice the Legal Limit with your co-host, Adam Z, intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host. I introduce him at parties as Blake Clayton.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 241 of A Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy.
Amen.
We're at a party, so I have to introduce myself as Blake Clayton.
Blake Clayton.
We are on hour number, like, 3.5, is it? We've done, like, 6 shows, it seems like.
We're
going to run out of material.
No, we're not.
You don't think so?
Material for years.
Parties.
That's how long we've been living.
We'll just, every podcast we'll do every year of our life. Like, well, when I was 7, and just go through the whole hour.
Yes. I played in the mud at least 6 times when I was 5.
6 times.
I hate mud.
She's played in the mud. She's recorded an episode of Sex with Heather. This is her second IBWIP. I believe she's going to do some others later on tonight. Possibly drink some beers. Just party till the cows come home.
Yeah.
It's intern Heather.
Hello. Everyone's gone, so I don't get any live claps. Thank you, Jason.
The live claps were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
but this is kind of like the first calm down moment. Like
A little more intimate.
What do you call it when you're working out and then you like stop and just kind of walk?
Cool down.
Yeah, this is the cool down podcast.
We're gonna
have you seen me? I don't work out.
Oh, I don't either. No. That's why I sit behind this.
It's just a metaphor.
Wear black and wait.
Meta World Forest.
There you go.
Peaks.
I like it.
Sitting across from me, if you know of a podcast in Chicago called Low Blow, then you'll know my next guest voice. It's the second best person on the show. No, it's Adam Z. Welcome to the show, man.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
We gotta show Dave some love since he's not here. I feel like we should call him.
I would if he wasn't working. See, I don't know if he's blow or I'm low or I'm blow, which wouldn't make any sense.
Right. I think he would be the blow.
I think so too.
Why do you guys need to be parts of your name?
Well, you're the WI.
I am?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the we.
I'm the kid's WB.
What? Pretty good.
That means I...
Pretty good guess. Yeah. Pretty good joke.
Speaking of pretty good joke, he writes 95%, by that look on his face, 99% of IBWIP, 99.9% of Couch Pilots. He basically does all the work so I can have a friend to play with every Monday night. It's the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like Richard Pryor in the movie The Toy. Right? I'm here for your amusement.
I like it. Hey, it works completely for me.
You're welcome.
We're doing the FCF, what did you call it, field day?
I called it a field day.
Yeah, I didn't understand what that was until you kind of said it earlier, but that makes sense. It's a day where we all gather, as soon as we walk in, we put our keys in a fishbowl, we take off all our clothes,
mm-hmm.
we get behind mics, and we just see what happens.
Bone zone.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting in the bone zone.
We haven't been wearing clothes for like at least 3 hours now.
My nipples are glass.
Cutting glass. Hard nips.
That's a compliment to you, Heather. Or me.
There is.
Yeah?
Meaning that we're turning him on.
Oh, gotcha.
I plead the fifth.
I think it's a field day in the
right,
sense.
Adam's like, I don't want you to define my
sexual
feelings.
No.
Okay, what'd you say, Jason?
I was saying that it's like a field day because we're not just podcast shows that we're going to do today. But it's in the middle, it's just hanging out, little boozery, little gondolas, maybe some burgers later on.
It's like one of those things where you're in a room with like 8 people, and there's 4 different conversations going on.
Oh, yeah.
And although you're in a conversation, you're going, you're still retaining it somehow. It's still coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a week for me to process all the shit I've heard today.
He said what to me?
What did he? Why did he say that?
What?
All right. Today in the news, naked woman kicks out police car window, Miami-Dade police.
Miami. Now, we're doing IBWIP news, which has similar feels to what you guys do on Low Blow. So
yeah.
I'm gonna make you take the lead on this whole segment.
So she kicked out a cop window? Like, is there more to the story?
Kicked out a police car window, yes. A naked woman who was taken into custody for disorderly conduct at a Miami gentleman's club.
See, right there. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Florida.
Yep.
Florida. It's always Florida. No matter what we do, like, FARC.com, it's a fantastic website. They have an entire, like, webpage of just Florida articles. And it's usually from the Sun Sentinel or Orlando mm-hmm. or some backwoods town in Florida. But they never do anything intelligent. Never.
There's a segment, I think, on the Adam Carolla show that I listened to. And also, I think Seth Meyers started doing something very, very similar where they play a game and it's called Germany or Florida. And all, like, Germany, I mean, they've got the best engineers. They make the best shit. They work the hardest. They're some of the most disciplined people in the world. But on the contrast of that, they have some of those fucked up stuff happen there. Same with Florida. I'm not saying mm-hmm. Florida works very hard or has great engineers.
Well, let's be honest. Florida didn't have the Holocaust. So I think Florida wins in this case.
You know what?
I was like, fuck it, I'm retired.
I confirmed they did not have the Holocaust.
As far as Germany, all the things that they do, they have the biggest colossal blunder in human history of all time.
Pretty much. Almost, yeah, unprecedented.
Yeah.
But still, a lot of fucked up stuff happens there still. Same with Florida. And so those two places are kind of the epicenters for weird shit happening.
I find it interesting that she's found herself naked. And in the back of the cop car. Like, I would think that means she has to be acting so crazy that the cop won't say, hey, you know, here, put your shirt
on.
She was at a gentleman's club. So, like, she had to act like a certain high amount of crazy in order to get arrested.
Because she's in a field of crazy already.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do we know that she wasn't a stripper? Because that would explain why she's naked.
Let's find out more.
All right.
All right.
Good segue.
Let's see. So she was being taken to jail Tuesday, police said. Yana Sade, Janos, 25, was taken into custody after police responded to a call of two women arguing at the office, Gentlemen's Club in Miami. So the Gentlemen's Club is called The Office, just to clarify that sentence.
Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yes,
I just want to see Dwight hanging out in,
right.
And
he's a doorman.
He's just sitting there. He's got his battle axe and his little whatever bobblehead.
Bushel of beets.
Just very upset with her the whole time. When officers arrived, Janos was on the side of the building yelling and screaming profanities, an arrest report said. As the officer spoke with her, Janos began to take her clothes off and continue yelling,
why?
The report said. She just kept going. Let's find out. Well, the officers told Janos several times to put her clothes back on, but she refused, the report said. Janos, who was listed in the report as a dancer, also had a strong odor of alcohol in her breath, the report said.
She's kind of a smart girl. She's taking her clothes off, so it's harder for the cops to get a hold of her.
At that point, you want to lube yourself up, I think. And then,
if she's
then
not
be
already, if she's not already lubed from dancing.
She's got the oil. You get lubed from dancing.
You get
you're
the
talking
oil.
About natural sweat?
No, I'm talking like you.
They
oil. It's like they oil. Like you watch wrestling, they oil. Strippers, they oil.
Right. Because when I met Molly,
I guess.
Yeah.
When I met Molly at the strip club, she used a bronzing oil, is what she used.
Yeah.
You know, but once she quit, once I made her quit working there, I took all the bronzing oil out of the house and said, you know what? It's time for you to become a normal woman and do woman's work.
Well, after Janos told the officers, take me to jail, she was placed in hand restraints and put in the back of the car. While she was being taken to jail, she kicked out a police car window and had to be taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital to be treated for minor injuries.
Injuries? Because of her foot.
Injuries.
She cut her foot.
Kudos to her for kicking out a cop window barefoot.
Right.
That's ballsy.
Naked. Is she still naked the whole time?
Well, of course she's naked.
Right. That's true. I mean, what are they going to do? Like, spend time putting clothes back on her before they take her over?
I wouldn't.
I mean, every time I get arrested, I immediately take off my pants. Like, immediately. It's the first thing I do. Because, right. Let's be honest, I'm cute. I go to jail. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, things are going to happen. I don't want them to ruin my pants. Right. So I might as well just take them off.
Right. You don't want any...
No.
Those are designer jeans you have on.
It's proactive.
Yeah, yes. Designer.
They have the little medallions and stud things on the bottom.
It says juicy, right? Like,
right. I wouldn't want those messed up either.
No.
Those are expensive.
But yeah, seems pretty standard.
Could you, as a woman, kick out a cop window?
No, I couldn't kick out a cop window. Because
you have to be all...
I don't know.
You have to be all sorts of like, past that point of crazy. Like,
well, it just seems like it'd be very hard. Like, I've tried to kick through lots of things, like my front door and things like that. Because
when you're mad and you're drunk, you're...
When I get mad, I get... And I'm especially when I'm drunk, I get very mad and very loud. And very intense.
I remember a time. Do not piss off Heather. Good to know. Let me write that down.
I remember a time in Johnson City when three innocent young gentlemen were accused of stealing makeup remover wipes.
Right.
By a drunk Heather.
I get a little intense.
I have the audio and video of that, but I have been sworn to keep under lock and key.
You're a real bastard is what you are.
Until the 10-year anniversary.
Or blackmailing.
No. I wouldn't do something like that. But, you know, she was, and yes, you're right. She was very, if we would have put her in a cop car and said, and had the
been like, the makeup wipes are outside.
Right, the makeup wipes.
And the culprit.
Dangling the makeup wipes. She would just be,
I think we were Heather was one shot away from getting naked and kicking out the window of our hotel room. That's what I think.
To this day, those makeup wipes have never been found. And I put them in a goddamn bag.
We brought them here today. Come on in.
We need to party more. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm down, but I don't know if we can party with Ayana, because it sounds like she's going to be in jail for a while.
Yeah, she's going
to
be.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to a new news story.
There's more.
New news.
New news.
New news. All right. Masseuse lips.
Ernest Tubb.
Thank you a lot. Isn't that what the song was called?
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Tater Tot Johnson.
Masseuse lifts lid on things her customers get embarrassed about, from body hair to erections. If you've ever had the luxury of going for a massage, you'll know it can be one of the most uncomfortable experiences of your life. Unless you're totally fine with being naked and touched by a stranger, you'll be painfully aware of your lack of clothes and hyper-conscious of what's happening with your body. One female massage therapist has posted a list of all the embarrassing things that can happen when customers are on the table and shared her thoughts on them in an attempt to alleviate concerns.
Now, I recently, within the last 3 months, 6 months, I had a professional massage.
Molly is sitting right off mic here.
It was longer? Okay.
Was it one of those mall massages?
No. It was
Asian guys?
No, it was actually a masseuse place.
Nice.
And I had never had that experience. And I was nervous because I didn't know what the protocol was. Like, do I walk in there and take all my clothes off? Or do I wait till she comes in and then she tells me to and then she leaves like in the TV in the movies? I didn't know what to do. And even when I had part of my clothes off, it was still awkward, you know?
Well, yeah, it's pretty vulnerable. You wouldn't do that with a normal person. So you just treat them as you would anyone else in your life. You're like, I wouldn't have my neighbor in here. So it feels weird that there's a person in there that you want to give them the same respect you would give the other person, you know? Because bodies do weird shit, right?
Right.
Weird shit.
I would absolutely have my neighbor in my apartment when I'm naked. That'd be great.
All right.
And she's like 60, but whatever.
What's his
name? She can't run fast. It's fine. She can't run fast.
Have you ever had a massage before, Adam?
No, I haven't. I did date a girl that was going to school for massage therapy, but she'd only practice on me.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, she would. Oh,
She would only practice on me.
Nice. Now,
practice to completion?
No, I thought it would be nice, except...
Not nice.
She doesn't know the techniques that make you feel good, so it's just like, that's the part that wasn't hurting, now it is hurting, and it was brutal.
Like this, Adam?
No, God!
No. It's like, that's my sciatica. That's my sciatica.
I'm paralyzed now, thanks.
Yeah.
You flunk.
I am a broken man. You know what happens sometimes in massages?
What?
Erections.
Yes.
And this lady has something to say about it. Erections. If you're male and worried about getting a little... overexcited on the massage table? Don't. Apparently it's very common and won't bother your masseuse. She said, we just cover it with a blanket and ignore it. Don't make it weird.
How do you...
It sounds like a marriage, right?
I wouldn't know.
I to be honest with you, when you were reading that, I was like, Molly does that all the time.
Molly's got a boner blanket in the nightstand that she just throws over
and
forgets
it. Rolls back over like, this is not happening to me.
Isn't it just one of those where like, you're both like kind of in it for a second, and then you're just like, oh, but what's on TV? Like, oh, let's check out what's over here. And that's like the signal.
Fallon's like, got no Angelina thanks. Jolie on. That or the boner?
Yeah. Both. It's just, I don't know, if it was me and I got a boner, I'd be like, for a split second, be like, oh, just touch it. Just, I'll give you a dollar to look at it, but do something with it.
Just, oh, no.
Bring to attention.
It's there. Then it's there. You can
acknowledge
it.
Acknowledge my boner.
Like, as if she'd be like, there's a big guy right there. Ooh. And like, we're going to cover that guy up. Like,
oh, I had to cover this up. It almost poked me in the eye.
Even if she says like, oh, that's about the smallest thing I've ever seen, it's still something.
Still an acknowledgement.
There, like, hey, yeah, you're there.
You're gonna make a great husband someday.
I know.
You'd have to acknowledge it, right? Otherwise, there'd be that weirdness. So, I mean, what you want from your masseuse is to acknowledge you have a boner, just playfully say, and then say something positive about it, and then put it behind you,
mm-hmm. right?
Or even like a high five. It's like, good job.
The
like
high five the boner,
like this.
Yes,
like this.
Yeah, high five the boner.
You know what else happens? Farts. So she has some tips for you if you fart. It's a natural thing for us humans to do. There's a time and a place, and you don't want it to happen on the massage table. This professional understands, but does ask that customers try to prevent the worst. She says, it's almost always okay, but we are human. If you traditionally clear a room with your gas, please clench a bit. Please clench a bit.
Yeah.
She should have like a little sign, like, please clench a bit.
Clench a bit. I would carry, if I was a masseuse, I'd probably have like a little, like a Batman utility belt. And maybe I'd have a boner cloth hanging off the side, so sure. I'd set it and forget it. And then maybe I'd have a book of matches on the side for any farts that happen. Try to be ready for any masseuse emergency. Because I'm a farter. I am gassy, dude, and it's not pleasant. I'm holding in three right now. I'm going to go outside after this show, and I'm going to unleash on that graveyard out there.
You're going to kill everything in there.
I'm going to bring them back from the dead.
Back to life.
Whenever I'm in really loud settings, I really like farting. And you're like, I love that. And no one heard.
That is the best.
I have one of the best fart stories ever.
Tell it.
And
unleash it.
Okay. Yeah, well played. So I was working for Circuit City, and this is how far this goes. And I ate a bunch of Mexican food from the really, really terrible yet delicious Mexican restaurant across the street. And there's this little kid running around, and he's just running around the store. And as he passes my backside, I just silent but deadly right in the face.
Oh.
And he just immediately falls.
You killed a kid? Like,
oh, God. Are you okay, bro? And he's like, Captain Smells. So I was like, well, change your diaper. Get out of my store.
It brought the kid to the ground.
Man, that's a good part.
I was proud.
That would be.
That's powerful.
Don't do that if you get a massage.
I'm more worried about that.
You're
than
a clencher motor. That they need to have clench.
I don't can't clench.
He's going to have a child massage him and knock the kid out.
It just makes it noticeable.
Any other do's and don'ts?
Yes, we have, don't worry about your weight. Are you a little on the heavy side and feel self-conscious that you won't be the typical customer? Don't let it keep you from a massage. If you could turn over, you should be okay, she said.
Oh, God.
All you got to do is turn over.
That's such an American article, right?
Mm-hmm,
like, if you're a big fat guy in America and you can turn over, it's okay.
Yeah. In other countries, they've been like, that's gross, but we'll do it. At least would have made mention.
I feel they're alienating the people that can't turn over, and I'm a little offended by that.
Can you not turn over?
No.
Like a paraplegic?
They're probably like, no, you need to go to therapy, like a massage therapy.
I'm assuming you've seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Gilbert Grape's mom can't roll over, but still needs to be touched.
Yeah. Still needs to be touched.
Maybe not by a massage.
I have never had a massage before, and that is what's keeping me from having a massage, because I'm so self-conscious about my body. I just feel really weird. Like, I don't think I mind someone touching me as long as I was happy with the way I looked. I don't know if anyone else feels the same.
You have some body issues?
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about it real quick?
I don't like that I'm a big fat guy. How about that?
I don't think you're a fat guy.
Oh, my God.
I feel your pain,
bro. I'll take each of you in the bathroom one at a time and show you what's happening.
No.
We're not talking about the thickness of your cock. We're talking about...
You might as well just cut it down to one time in the bathroom, though.
If we do it all together, no. It's not weird.
No, I want to make it weird.
It's a group exercise. It's part of the flag day.
I thought I knew what a fat person was till I saw Jason.
Like, I don't take my shirt off ever.
How
long have you had that shirt on?
All, like, a week.
Are you a never nude?
Never nude. I don't, swimming, nothing. Shirt stays on.
I never used to be like that, but now, when we go take the kids to, like, the water park, or I'm starting to look down and go, I don't want people to have to deal with that.
I'm like young enough that I could wear whatever I wanted to the swimming pool, but it is uncomfortable. Totally.
It's always in the horizon. Mm-hmm. Keep it there as long as you can.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Because you look good in the horizon. As soon as some people get close, I'm just like, oh, no.
The harsh light of day.
Stay in the horizon.
And I'm that kind of a terrible human being to be like, oh, God, to immediately know that someone's exactly saying the same thing about me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, I'm just not going to do them that service and give them something to joke about me on their podcast at some point.
Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
You have to be prepared for that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
We have one more. On your period, be prepared. The masseuse says that she has had to throw away contaminated linens after customers visit her while on their period. She advises to stay prepared, or you might want to just stay away for a week. That's a good tip. Stay prepared is basically it. Be prepared, that's a Boy Scout motto.
Okay, well, there's three guys, mm-hmm. and you.
Yeah, I'm not a guy.
Molly's over here, mm-hmm. But when you just nonchalantly like, stay prepared. You know, girls, just be prepared. For us, that could be like, you know, make sure like your will is lined up, or you know what is be prepared.
Oh, be prepared. I guess for ladies, it would be keeping track of whenever your period is coming. I don't have a period currently, which is super awesome.
High five.
Ka-choo. Oh, I forgot we don't do a real one on here because it's so anyway. But
what?
Yeah, for most ladies, it's you know once a month. You got a week where blood comes. Gushing it sometimes, but
hold on a second. What is this?
Yeah, I know. But so that means whatever you decide to use, you need to have with you. So you need to have extras of whatever you have, especially.
So let's say you're going to get a massage. It's mm-hmm. Monday. It's the third week. It's the third Monday of the month.
Yeah.
This is normally the time that you know you.
That
you,
means yeah,
the moon is in its third quarter.
So are yeah, exactly. Do you go just you got. Even if you're not started, you should probably go put something up in there just because you know that at any time.
Especially if you're really regular. I mean, if you're irregular, then you should have been doing that probably like 3 days before because you know that your just day
like
changes.
Like irregular, like you have a pussy murmur?
No, irregular.
Blake just got funny. Hit. It's
but
great.
No, it's the idea that your period doesn't come every time, like every month, every 28 days, which is generally what the cycle is. And so if it, you know, varies every month, then you probably are, you know, giving it like a 5-day cushion.
Right.
So, you at least have things with you or you have something in there to prevent blood
from coming
out of you.
If it's in there, though, isn't it a – I mean, I know you talked about that little plug or something. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. But if you keep a tampon in there for just a while, you're talking toxic shock syndrome, right?
Well, how long is this massage? I mean, all you have to do is go to the bathroom. You just go to the bathroom right beforehand. I think that most girls when they're – preparing for their period, don't start with a tampon. They would just start with like a panty liner, which is like a thin pad.
Oh, we know what that is.
I know.
All right?
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. I'm single. I don't have to deal with any of this nonsense.
And then a pad is like the thicker material that you would put in and isn't invasive or like inside of you. So those are the sort of things you have when you start.
Or the best practice is probably when you know about the general time of the month that you have your woman, you know,
woman
curse.
Times. Curse. Thanks a lot, Eve.
Crimson Death.
You know most of the time when it is, for the most part, roughly.
Yeah.
Just don't schedule your massage. That's like when me and Molly like go on a trip for like a weekend trip or something.
Hold on, you're not naked during the massage though, right?
Always.
Anyways, finish
always.
Your story.
Always. I'm naked driving down the road. I don't care.
He's naked.
We're
right
naked
now.
Right now, right?
Right. We're all naked. Remember?
Yeah.
Your keys are in the fishbowl.
Yes.
That's why we feel so comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But like when we go out of town, like to a hotel or something, if it's between like the 11th and the 20th,
he's got it on the calendar.
I know, it's a no go. So just between the 11th and the 20th, don't schedule.
Your massages. I don't even think that's a necessary statement. I mean, people aren't getting naked during their massages. They're definitely going to keep their underpants on. You know,
speak for yourself.
What kind of massage parlor are you going to?
Certain kind of massage parlor.
I liked it a lot.
Just gotta let it breathe.
Well, that's the end of that news story.
Do we have
I have another
anymore?
One. Do we have time for another one?
Hey, we got 20 hours still, so go ahead.
Let's do
Book it.
It.
Let's do one more.
This is all a right. two-part series. No.
Nick Jonas
new
or
name.
Keith Emerson.
Ooh, Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
What about him?
Or Keith Emerson.
Who is from?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Ah.
He just passed away. We want to talk about
how
him
about
being
that?
Dead?
R.I.P.
Yeah, I'll do the Emerson story real quick.
Okay.
He shot himself. He's dead.
Aww,
next story.
R.I.P.
Seriously, he shot himself? That's a segment we call Have you ever We're heard? Dead, We're Loving It.
Have you ever heard
You're Dead, We're Loving It? Like so much Leslie Nielsen?
No, we have a...
But Dracula Dead and Loving It? Yeah. That was Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. To play ping pong with Nick Jonas, you're going to need some serious coin. Want to play table tennis with the youngest Joe Bro? Of course you do. On Thursday, the singer extended an invite to his fans to step up to the net when he joins Demi Lovato on the Future Now tour this summer. The VIP ping pong package is...
Say it again.
The VIP ping pong package is priced at $3,500.
Fuck that.
Please tell me that if you read a little bit further, the money's going to charity. Or is this just, hey, I'm such a good ping pong... That's crazy.
No one can say it.
Do you know if it is?
No, it's not.
Okay, but for all that money, you and a friend will get to go backstage for a game, a Polaroid pic, and a professional photo. In addition, you'll also get to peep Nick and Demi's performance from something called the VIP Side Stage Lounge platform.
Nah.
That doesn't sound fun at all. I think you're going to sit next to
a lot of douchey fucks.
I've seen both of those performers before at live because of my child. So.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
Are they good?
Because no one would go with me and I was by myself. This is like 8 years ago when these kids, they were he was literally probably like 15 years old and she was probably like 18, 19. I saw him up in Tinley Park near Chicago there.
Nowhere even close.
It's up there.
It's up there, but it's
hey,
still
hey,
south.
Hey, buddy, it's up there.
It's all Chicago to us.
Oh, yeah, it's all,
just like below 55 is Tennessee to you.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Was it below 55? Is that what you said?
Below 55.
Okay.
So technically we're in Tennessee.
Technically. we're west of 25. How does that configure?
I don't know where 25 is.
Or 55.
It does this, doesn't it?
Okay.
I'm doing a curving motion.
So we're in Chicago.
Yeah, that's
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, this is Chicago.
The performance was okay. But I don't know. You guys have probably never seen. Actually, I've seen Demi Lovato twice. I saw her at the State Fair with my daughter, too.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is what it's like to be a dad.
She's an incredible singer, though. She's gotten a lot better. I'm not saying that she's worth $3,500, but I don't think anyone is.
Unless they
give it all to charity.
Yeah, I was going to say if it was going to charity. So.
And they got more than a Polaroid pic and a professional photo. I can get a professional photo from goddamn Walmart.
Nice.
And they'll call
I can get one from the internet and just Photoshop myself into it.
I can take a picture of myself right now.
I would pay $3,500 for that photo, Adam.
Sold.
Yes.
These are the other things you're going to get. You're also going to get a poster signed by Nick and Demi, a bag, and an adjustable snapback hat.
That's my favorite part.
Well,
of
they
bag.
Had me at the snapback, so I'm sold.
It's all worth, I need is a snapback.
Worth $3,000.
I'm going to keep the sticker on it, so that way.
Do you still get to play ping pong?
Hmm?
You still get to play ping pong with him?
No, I'm not going to play ping pong with him.
I'm gonna hit him with.
I would crush him though. Just be like, "What? Like, how do you even know how good they are at ping pong? What if they're shitty players?"
That's the thing. Is like, did they come up with this idea because they're so good? They just want to show it off.
He's the Forrest Gump of ping pong. Right. So he's just like, I got shot in the buttocks.
Little known fact about Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas adopts an accent as he plays ping pong.
If I'm at home and I'm listening to this podcast, I'm like, wow, what a segment. I can't wait for the second segment. You know what? We're not even done with this segment.
No, it's like an extended version.
Absolutely.
It's the reprise.
It is.
Reprise.
We're hitting all the great stuff today. Now it's time for a little game we like to call Who Is You?
Who is you?
It's a friend of mine.
Who is you?
Is it my brother?
Who is you?
Somebody hurt my soul now.
Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more.
Oh, my God.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., Michael.
You little kid-touching bastard.
Pee-pee toucher.
This is...
R.I.P., pee-pee-pee-pee toucher.
He just wanted to lie in beds with children.
And
nothing else is
pee-pee.
Confirmed or legally prosecuted.
Well, doesn't mean it didn't happen.
When you settle out of court for an undisclosed amount of money,
happened.
Something happened. But that's where I like to separate the man from his work. And that's what you have to do, because he's still beloved to this day.
Yes, Molly, like this, separate me from my
just
work.
Like this game. I think this game is loved to this day.
I do not love this game.
You do not love
this
game?
I'm horrible at this game.
We're
I feel
so good.
I feel bad that Heather has to be my partner.
Who is
I've never
you?
Played, so you might win.
Who Is You is a game. It used to be where we'd stick cards on each other's head and ask questions so we find out who it is. But it morphed into something to where now the four of us split off into two groups of two, and we each give each other a list of 10 celebrities, and it's kind of like $10,000 pyramid where we give clues about who it is, and the other person has to guess. each person has 10 celebrities to go through, and you have 3 minutes to do it. And whoever does it in the quickest time and gets the most done wins. So today we're going to pair off. The usual pairs are myself and Dustin and Blake and Heather. But since Dustin isn't here, I am very happy to partner with Adam today. Adam, how do you feel about this game? And
I feel good. I'm just going to go out there and do my best and be a team player.
And you know what? That's all that I can ask of you. Yeah. And that's all I will ask from you. Here is your
Don't
ten.
Ask anymore, Jason.
Now, can I look at these or no?
Yeah, I think we can look at them, right? Or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind
of... I'm gonna leave it.
It doesn't really help it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get our stop clocks out on our phones. And would you guys like to go first? Or
sure, we'll go first. And when you start our time, when you end our time, use that.
You want to start having me guess?
I will start having you guess.
Okay.
Let me know when you guys are ready, and I'm going to hit the stopwatch. And I'm going to ring the bell to show that it starts. I'm going to ring it again at 3 minutes when it's done.
Are you already looking at it? I'm like, I'm sorry.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
I had a comedy sitcom. Guy lived next door with really tall hair. What is going on in here?
Oh, don't know.
My friend was Elaine.
Elaine,
I'm a famous stand-up comedian. Jewish? Duh.
Louis C.K.?
No. I am a very... Let's see. I was on Full House. I was the father. I'm Bob Saget. I'm a pervert. There we go. I died. I killed myself. I was a comedian. People thought I was a joke thief.
Keep going.
I came out of an egg one time on a show.
What?
That's probably way before you were born.
Absolutely before.
Mitch
Hedberg.
I was another Hedberg. Movie. I came out of a board game.
Robin Williams.
Thank you very much. I was on Friends. I was in love with Brad Pitt forever.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yep, he didn't love me back. I wanted to say that part of it. I was a superhero. What superhero was I? Not Flash.
You're an actor, and you're Chris Evans?
I really became famous for being in a movie with one of my buddies that I wrote. He was a lot better in it. It was about a kid who... there's a duck that has insurance.
Affleck. And he's the voice, Gilbert Godfrey.
No.
The
second, right? The second word is the insurance of my name.
Affleck.
First name.
Black.
First name is blank.
Alf.
The actor...
Flack.
There is Flack. A huge clock in New England. New England.
Oh, Big Ben?
Yeah.
Ben Flack. Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Ben Affleck. Okay.
We'll accept that.
Okay. Oh, Affleck. Okay. I am a woman comedian for a long time ago. I passed away. I had a show
Joan Rivers.
Thank you very much. We're awesome at this game. Let's go back to this one.
Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go. Now we just look at each other.
How'd that work?
I was on Saturday Night Live. I had blonde hair. And then I got a show of my own where I took care of places where kids play.
Oh, Amy Poehler.
Thank you very much. We're awesome. I was on Saturday Night Live. I had a movie... That I played a bald guy, and I went
Austin Powers,
right? But what was my name?
Mike Myers.
Okay. I don't know what to do for either one of these other two. Oh, that was pretty good.
That was maybe the best you've ever done.
The two that I would not know anything about is Megan Fox and Emma Watson. I wouldn't know how to do any of those. But let me sign this.
Are you going to give it to me afterward? Yeah. He's going to sign it and give it to me just so you know. It's
3 minutes. You did 8 of the 10.
That's good. That's for us, that's really good.
That's really good.
Oh, yeah. It's
and honestly,
good.
I have no idea of Adam's skill level at this game. I'm excited to find out. Do you want me to read to you first or do you want to read to me first?
Yeah, read to me.
Okay. Blake, you set up the time. It will be all set here. All
right.
Let us know. And if we don't get them all, write down my time right here. I just see how I keep track of yours right there.
Huh? Okay.
So you just keep track here and then write the time down if we get done before, and if not, write down 3 minutes.
And that's what we're doing is 3 minutes?
Yep.
All right. That's the world clock. Stopwatch starts.
male movie actor, was in Sling Blade. I do like them French fried potatoes. He was also in Bad Santa.
No. That is
married to
Angelina Jolie.
Yep, he's got a hick name.
I am blanking on his name. I'll come back to that.
Okay, awesome producer, white guy, old Jewish, big long beard, produced Beastie Boys.
No idea.
You don't know the producer? Okay, music producer? No, he's a really cool guy. No. Oh, okay.
I'm terrible at this.
Okay, gay Backstreet Boy.
Justin Timberlake, not gay.
How many of the
Lance Bass.
You got that one. SNL guy who's won the Ghostbusters, Broken Flowers, Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray. Okay. Bill fucking Murray.
Bill Cosby's only son on television.
LL Cool J.
That's really the best claim to fame. He played Theo.
Yeah. You know, not LL Cool J? Is that the same guy?
Skip that one.
All right.
Old-timey jazz trumpet player.
Miles Davis?
Big cheeks. Massive cheeks.
Chipmunk-esque
cheeks.
I'll blow up your mouth like I was...
I don't know.
It's like when you get, the room starts spinning and you feel, like, lightheaded. That's his first name.
Lightheaded?
No, I can't.
Dizzy Gillespie.
That's close enough for me.
Right.
Very obscure painter. I believe he was Spanish. And he lived until, I think he died in the 60s.
Picasso?
First name?
Pablo.
Yep. One half of Outkast. Do you know the boys in Outkast?
No.
Blood fart.
Did he do Hey Ya?
Yes, that one.
I thought that was Outkast.
That counts. No, I'm just kidding. he was in Escape from L.A., Escape from New York.
Snake Plissken is... Gee, I know.
Same first name as the guy from Nirvana.
That's not Corey Feldman.
Definitely not. Cobain? What was Cobain's first name?
No, it's Kurt. Kurt. It's just Kurt.
Do you know sports?
No.
I know hockey. Get that fucking Blackhawks hat off.
Is it a hockey question?
No.
Okay.
No, it was going to be. Okay.
Was it Kirk Douglas? No.
You're very close.
I'm going to know all
these. He was he was in charge of pyramids, the most famous mummy.
King Tut.
Yep. Let's see. Where can we go back to?
Let's go back to Hollywood again.
240.
Angelina Jolie, married to him. He, like I said, kind of a hick name.
Yeah,
two first names.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep. Ooh. And then one hat. Okay, the guy from Cosby Show. No idea on that one.
Still no.
He's got three names, like a serial killer.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
He hosts Lip Sync Battle too, and I don't know his name.
I really don't think that's him.
I think it's Hulk Hogan.
What time does Dustin get back?
God damn! I'm terrible. All right. This.
Okay.
Who were they?
Okay, one half of Outkast. You got Big Boy, and you got Andre 3000.
No idea who that is.
Okay. All right. You're going to kick yourself. This is the only one I felt bad.
Kurt Russell.
That's exactly it. There it is. I was going to say, Russell Wilson was the guy from Seattle Seahawks. I didn't know if you knew him.
Russell Wilson was also the dude from Run DMC.
Okay. Well, I was going to try to take that back door as I did Cobain.
Yeah. No.
Rick Rubin, power producer. No. 99.
If you said Metallica, I would have known that.
Oh, which album did he produce for them?
All of them.
Oh, did he really?
Really?
He did like Black Album and everything from Black Album on, didn't he?
Oh, so all the crappy ones.
Yeah, no, not the good ones.
And then the Cosby Kid? Absolutely not LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. They look identical. I'm sorry.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
I get King Tut, but I don't get Malcolm Jamal Runner or Kurt Russell.
LL Cool J was the host of the karaoke, or the lip sync
battle.
Yeah.
They look exactly the alike.
Yet again,
not
a son.
That's her.
All right.
Now I know what it feels like to be your team.
If I got the softballs that Heather got, I would have been golden, like Pony Boy, but no.
Like so much Pony Boy.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
One, two, three, go.
All right, he's from The Big Bang Theory, and he says Bazinga.
Oh. I don't remember. I don't remember.
His first name is the same first name as the guy who stars in Yes Man.
Let's just go through.
Okay, so we have girl from Twilight. You know what her name is?
The pouty face girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her name is. I don't know.
Okay,
what her name is.
Then we have guy from 30 Rock.
Baldwin.
No, he's black.
Oh, Chris Morgan.
Yeah, what's his real name, though? What'd you just say?
Chris Morgan.
Not Chris Morgan.
It's not Chris
Morgan. It's a different first name. First name.
Tracy.
Yep, there we go. This Chris is the lady. Morgan. She has a sitcom.
I want the whitest name possible for this black guy.
She has a sitcom, and she has it's like a white trash family. John Goodman's her husband.
Roseanne.
What's her last name?
Barr.
Yep. We have. Oh, I don't remember what this guy is from, but I feel like it's something cool. Okay, we'll go to this girl. She's a country singer, like the biggest singer of all time right now. She's white. So not Beyonce.
She's a country singer?
Uh-huh. That's transferred over to pop, and she won
all the Taylor Swift. Yeah, exactly. Hello.
That's right. For you, David. We have the fancy man who looks gorgeous all the time. He was on Parks and Rec, and he is, I think, the head of it, or he always wears suits, and he was on that DirecTV commercial.
Yeah, I know who it is, but with the dog. With the dog in the back seat. I can't think of what his name is.
Okay. The next one is Les Miserables. Did you see Les Miserables?
Nope.
Did you see Princess? Princess Diaries?
Nope.
She's got black hair, and she's really white. She was on a lip sync battle, and she did a Miley Cyrus thing. Huh? All right. This is Gotta Have More Cowbell from SNL in the 90s.
Oh, Will.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Will.
You know.
Yeah, uh-huh. Will. I just
Will. Yeah, Will.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, there we go. And Sweet Home Alabama. Have you seen it?
Yes, the movie.
Okay, yeah, the girl.
Harry Connick Jr.
The girl. Harry Connick Jr. The blonde girl. She's got like cute little blonde like fro down.
She was in the Johnny Cash movie too.
Okay, so not a knife, not a fork, but a
spoon, Weatherspoon.
Full name? Reese. Yeah, there we go.
That's a good one.
Let's go back to Big Bang Theory. Bazinga, his first name is the same first name as Guy from Living in Color. A real famous comedic actor, was in Me, Myself, and Irene. He was in...
Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Jim. And then last name...
Holmes?
No, not Jim Holmes. I'm trying to think of how to... Okay, so when you hit things in golf and you have to get a certain amount, then you call that... Yeah. And that's the first part of his name. And then if you have a daughter, not a daughter, but a...
Son.
Yeah.
Carson.
There we go. So we have, if you're making a bunch of food together and it's like vegetables and meat and stuff like that, you call...
Stew.
Yeah. And that's the last Stewart. Name of the girl. Yeah. And the first name of the girl from Twilight. It's also Cordell. The first name. It's also the first name of...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we did so good. I would have. You would have gotten Michael Keaton, but I couldn't think of anything that he did.
Oh, I would have gotten Batman.
I know.
Mr. Mom.
Shit.
Right. Multiplicity, where it's just Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton.
It's one of those where I'm like, I know that he would have gotten that, but I can't. Yeah.
That's the best we've ever done.
I know. We every single time get better, except for the first time that we cheated.
You cheated the first time?
The very first time we played together. Wow. Yeah, you guys weren't paying attention. It was fun.
Looked like almost you were cheating there.
We were cheating.
3 minutes both times, and then you guys have a total score of 14. 8 the first round, 6 the next round. I want to ask you to keep track again here.
So what do you need to win?
Boy, we're at 6, so we need 9, I think. Okay. That's going to be a tough one. I'm ready, though.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Has 3 sons, plays country music.
Pass.
I don't know who that is. Can Roundhouse kick anyone in the face?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
And they would immediately die.
Bruce Lee?
He has a fist underneath his beard.
Chuck Norris.
Yep.
That's good.
I don't know who that is. Stabbed a white lady and got away with it.
O.J. Simpson.
Yep. There's a song about him. He worked on the railroad.
John Henry.
Yep.
He's a steel driving man.
yeah. It's an animated cartoon. He's a little dude and he things.
The hell does that
mean? For little kids. It's about creating things.
Minecraft.
No, it's a cartoon.
Creating things.
We'll come back to that. You get a car, I get a car, everybody gets a car.
Oprah Winfrey. That's pretty good.
The nemesis of G.I. Joe.
Cobra. Cobra Snake. Cobra Commander.
There you go. Last name is similar to someone from Seinfeld. Jerry hates him. Kramer hates him.
Newman.
First name.
Lorraine Newman?
No. First name is similar to the dude that died in a car crash that was in Fast and the Furious.
Paul Newman.
There you go.
Wow. You should have just said dressing.
I should have. Again, it's blank, blank the second, blank the third. They're all
Hank Williams?
Yep. It's a type of animal. It eats him and this animal and Little John were walking through a forest. What is Robin Hood? It's the cartoon the Robin
Fox.
Hood.
Okay, Red Fox.
No, that's the last
Jeff Foxworthy?
Name.
Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff. No. Jeff Foxworthy.
First name is similar.
Megan Fox.
No, can't say what it starts.
Jamie
with.
Fox.
That, no, letter towards the end of it of the alphabet.
Go to the next one.
And it's I don't know who this is. There's a cartoon about them. The last name is similar to a cartoon where everybody's yellow.
The Simpsons?
Okay, and then I don't know who this person is.
The Simpson?
No, it's that's the last name.
Not O.J. Simpson again.
It's not O.J. Simpson.
Sturgill Simpson.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
And then the last name is Fox, and then...
So it's not Foxworthy.
It's not. That's Fox the last name. Well, for, we're looking Fox for the Tin. First name. And it's...
Who else has the same first name?
I don't know. I don't know any of these people.
Oh, no. How many do we... go back to the cartoon one.
Right, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a cartoon. It's for little kids, and...
Damn Can it. We fix it?
Samantha Fox. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who that is.
And then
is
Bob
either.
The Builder.
Ah, fart.
It's a little cartoon.
The Bob, the Bob the Builder we could have gotten.
I tell you what. Sturgill Simpson, I put that in there especially to try to win this damn game.
I don't know who this is.
I know he likes him, and we talked about him on one of the last shows. So we tied then.
Mm-hmm. We tied.
Aw, what a beautiful thing ties
All right.
are.
Well, I guess that's good.
Everybody
All right,
wins.
Let's do it.
Socialism. Somebody heard my soul now. Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more. Become an IBWIP superfan today by simply logging on to fcfnetwork.com and taking the IBWIP pledge. It's something simple about renouncing your religion and breaking ties with your friends and family. Standard stuff. See you there.
We should always, every podcast, you should do that for everybody.
Yeah.
Low blow, same. Well, yeah. Renounce your family, friends.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes. It's my go-to. Heather, you know this voice really well. You have patches, gums, and... Quitting cold turkey lets you down in the past. I'm talking to you, Adam. I know you smoke cigarettes. I know you've been eyeing my vape mod, so maybe you should come with me. If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor at rockytopvapor.com to help you find an electric cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor, such as my friend Blake. Looking to get more out of your vape experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you want to get into variable voltage and wattage. Or even wanting to build your own coils, which I said I would never do. And I told Molly 100 times, but I do build my own coils because I'm an overachiever. Let the vaping experience at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a whole wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. This is where it gets tricky, folks. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere. It's great. A friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They also have three of their own lines, Shaka E-Liquid, which I'm doing right now, as well as Audio Fog, which I love as well, and their new Antimatter, which I can't wait to get in the mail to try. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. If you like Old Crow Medicine Show, you know where that town is at. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click on rockytopvapor.com. And don't forget, the most important reason why I've spent 5 minutes reading this to you, do not forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save 20% off of your entire order. Not just part of it, the whole entire order, you will get money off of.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Oh.
Oh.
I like that. That's a show I want to hear.
I wish that guy would have came. To
me
it.
Too.
Oh.
Hey, we got half of Low Blow right here, and you know what? That's just enough for me. But yeah, next
we
time
got the
we do this.
We have the low, not the blow.
We have the low part of the blow, the Low Blow podcast.
It'll be a fun show. We're gonna play some podcasting games, and maybe we'll get someone to read an article very soft and slowly.
I
make it all sexy-like.
I really like
I am available.
All right.
I'm going to. I'm actually going to try to Skype Dave right now. See if I can get him in here for the rest of the show, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. So I'll catch up with you guys in a little bit.
So, sorry, I'm eating it again. I'm breaking the rule of not eating.
Dude, they hate that in like the worst way. Don't eat on the show. It's the people don't like that.
I don't like it.
The collective audience. They
the average podcast listener. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did it the other day when we were doing. Couch pilots, I actually start eating pizza.
But we're like, I don't give a fuck. I didn't write any of this.
Twice the legal limit. How's Barry Sanders stands on twice the legal limit?
Well, he's obvious twice the legal limit. I mean, if it's in your property, then he's totally cool with it. If you're, you know.
Oh. Sorry.
That's all we really need to know.
Hello. Hey, come on in. Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Blake Later, buddy. How are you?
Choo Choo Fireman. It's been so long. This is.
It's me.
You guys can see this, right?
I mean, yeah.
I'm your old buddy. Hey,
this
folks.
This is my imaginary friend from when I was a kid, Choo Choo Fireman.
Hey.
Oh,
how
hey.
Are you guys doing? Huh?
Good.
What's in the water down here? Because I should not see an imaginary
friend. I lived
in
Chicago. I lived in Hoffman Estates when I was a kid.
That's not Chicago.
Hoffman Estates. What are you guys doing in here anyway?
We're doing a podcast day, all day. Just everybody's coming in. We're doing all... what are you doing?
I know, right? It's so weird to see you. Have you seen me?
The last time I saw you, in my eye.
Yeah, and then I went away after that. I went off to help another little boy.
And that guy, that's
how
been
long?
32 years, I throw.
It's been a while.
It's
been a while. How have you been, buddy?
I'm great. Sitting here next to me, that's my third wife, Molly.
My wife, number three.
She's my favorite one so
Your
far.
Your favorite one, all right, Molly. My name's Choo Choo Fireman. How are you? What a pleasure. I can't believe what a handsome man you turned out to be there, Blake.
Thank you, Choo Choo.
Your eye looks terrific.
My what?
Your eye.
Thank you. I'm astonished. Like, it's been so long since I saw you. We used to do all kinds of cool stuff together.
Oh, yeah. We had tons of fun together.
What did you guys do together?
Oh,
apparently we drank a lot.
We drank a lot of cough syrup. They put liquor so we couldn't reach it, but the cough syrup was readily available.
Do you remember the only birthday party my mom ever threw for me? And it was a costume party, and I dressed up as Michael Jackson.
Oh, you were the best looking kid there by far. What great times we had. Who is this now? I've got Molly to the left of me.
Adam to the right
and
of
Adam
you.
To the right.
And right smack in the middle is my friend Heather.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? What are you all up to with these microphones?
Not much. Just doing a podcast, man.
A podcast? Mm-hmm. You didn't do podcasts when you were a little boy, did you?
Well, I think
what did he do when he was a little boy?
Yeah, please go into grave, wonderful detail.
Some of the most childish conversations remember when's, but I can take you down that road if you want. We would we throw firecrackers around and
we set that yard on fire.
We set that whole goddamn yard on fire. Ooh. Like, fire, it's how I was just choo-choo before. And then the fireman came and he said, my name is Choo-Choo Fireman now. I didn't exist before you made me up.
Yeah, I can't believe, because when I was little, people couldn't see. I would talk to Choo-Choo all the time in the living room, and my mom would just come back and hit me upside the head and be like, quit talking to yourself. But you guys can actually see him. That's what's cool.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be seen by people. And if grown-ups, for that matter, usually it's just little kids that see me.
So, what have you been up to in the past 30-some years?
You're getting older and had the eye surgery, and I said, you're going to be just fine. So I went and helped other little kids at orphanages and go down to the malt shop, and I found kids there who needed help, too.
Malt shops? Where did you find the malt shops?
I went back in time.
Choo-choo, may I call you Choo?
Call me whatever you want. It's, honestly, Blake made my name up, but you can call me whatever you like.
All right, so I'll call you Choo. I've only met Blake a few times, and I want to get to know him.
Yeah.
So, like, who was he as a child? Like, other than setting fires, I mean, let's be honest, boys be boys, we all do that.
Sure.
But who was he really? What made him tick as a human being?
He was always a little ham performing for his mom and all of his friends, dressing up like, he dressed up like Michael Jackson. He would, you know, catch animals outside and they would die soon, but he tried to take care of them to no avail. He wasn't a great student, but a kid could do a lot worse than setting yards on fire, so I'd like to think that I was there to set him on the straight and narrow.
Do you remember, like, I was scared of thunderstorms, so I would clear everything out from underneath my bed, and I would go and hide under the bed, and you'd hide with me.
Right, we would take all the stuff from under your bed, and we'd create some sort of barrier around the bed, and crawl under there together, and we would play tic-tac-toe until the thunderstorm was gone.
How did you play tic-tac-toe, CCF?
What do you...
CCF. That's a street name.
I mean, it's like a drug. It's a street name for me. How does anyone play tic-tac-toe?
Well, did you use paper? Did you use sticks?
We had pieces of paper, and we had tiddlywinks. I was blue, and he was... Red.
He always let me win. I know there's a lot of times you threw those games.
You didn't know back then, but thinking about it now, you know I let you win.
Right, because I've seen Molly play tic-tac-toe with Eli, and I'm like, come on, you're an adult.
So you were created by Blake and then went on to help other children. Is that how all imaginary friends are?
I helped other children. Well, I created somebody.
He created me, and then I appeared, and then I went around, and I went to help other kids who were in need. And they've, you know, over the years, I've had a lot of different names, Choo Choo Fireman being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I help kids, and I, like Pete's Dragon, I move on to the next one. So
noble. Difficult, though, on you.
I'm a noble creature.
Do you ever find that it's difficult for you to handle?
Sure. There's been a couple of kids who are just lost causes, and I said, you're not worth my time, kid. And then I beat it.
The kid or, like, leave?
I left.
Okay.
We need to clarify that for legal purposes. Oh, wow, man. This is so crazy.
I know. I'm so happy to see you, and you're living and still alive, and you're doing well.
Yeah, I've got a mediocre job.
Oh, yeah? What kind of job are you doing?
Just running a welding robot.
I remember when you were a kid, you were like, I want to be a spaceman.
Yeah,
I maybe
sure. Yeah, I said it exactly that way. I want to be a spaceman.
I said I want to be a spaceman, or if that doesn't work out, maybe a cowboy. And now you're doing what? You're doing welding.
I'm running a welding robot.
Oh,
it welds. I just stand there and load it up.
Do you ever get poked in the head by a robot?
Yes.
Oh Christ! You were under the bed playing tic tac toe, and you would say, hey, there's things I don't ever want to have happen to me. Like poking a head by a robot, and now it's happened to you.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Like I said, I introduced you earlier to my beautiful wife, Molly.
Gorgeous.
That's about it. That's about all I got going on.
Hold on. Is it poked in a head with robots?
But
welding. albeit a beautiful wife, but that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, in this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have multiple podcasts.
Oh, so the podcast is probably heard by millions of people around country.
Pretty close to a million.
Around country.
That's, at least close to it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's something if you round it, if you round it off.
Yeah.
Well, are you rounding up?
Of course, you yeah. round up.
You don't want to round down.
If it's above five, you round up, right?
Sure. We've got five.
5 million, that's something to be proud of.
Right, 5 million.
Well, wow. That sounds like it's going okay, despite not being a spaceman or a cowboy. Right.
And things are going good for you. I mean, everything's cool? I mean,
well, you know, to a child, it looks pretty cool to be a true fireman. But, you know, it's a grind. I go around to different kids, and I help out where I can, but it doesn't always pay the bills,
what do you help,
Blake.
You keep saying you help them. What do you help them with? Because, like, with me, you helped me. You helped mold my imagination. You helped me be the best tic-tac-toe player ever.
Yeah. Well, some other kids have different interests. Like, I would go to school playgrounds, kind of like a creep, but I'd find a kid in the corner who had no friends, and I would befriend him and find out what's happening in his life and help him turn his life around. Maybe we play puzzles together. Maybe we read books or play Cowboys and Indians, something like that, sure. And try to help the kid have a positive role model
wow,
in his
man.
Life.
That's got to be so fulfilling.
It is, but like I said, it doesn't always pay the bills.
What bills do you have?
I have a cell phone. I've got the new Galaxy 7S. You can hand it to however much memory you need. It's
how much
amazing.
How much memory do you
I
need?
I take a lot of photos.
Of the kids?
No, as landscapes.
Okay.
Horizons?
Verizons, yeah. I've got that, and obviously I'm very fashionable. And those things aren't free. I need a place to sleep. I go town to town, hotel to hotel, and sooner or later your funds run out.
I hear you.
So when did you realize that people would notice you and that you started to rely on human things, like cell phones and housing and things like that?
A lot of the kids, I may drop a line every once in a while, or I see them on Facebook, and I say, Timmy, did you ever become a spaceman? And a lot of times the answer is no, because there's only so many spacemen.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone can be one of those.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I check back and I couldn't find Blake. And then I Googled him and I saw this show. And I came to the house. And thank God you're here still.
And podcasting. I mean,
podcasting is incredible. I'm sorry it didn't turn out to be what you wanted to be.
Well, I mean, there are parts of my life that I truly feel as though I'm rich with love. I love my children, my friendships. I have a buddy of mine, Jason. I used to think he was gay, but turned out he wasn't. He's super cool. And, you know, I got my friend Heather.
Right.
So I have a lot of friends.
So you're rich. That's good to hear.
Just in non-currency ways.
Yeah, if you have a lot of money, that's great to hear. Because
I don't have a lot of money.
But you're rich, so to me, I'm hearing what I want to hear at this point.
Sure, to help get to where we're going.
Well, call it what you will, but, you know, I've fallen on hard times.
Oh, man.
And I'm kind of going back around to all these little kids that I helped out, and I said, hey, you got a few bucks for Choo Choo Fireman? Help out?
Well, I don't...
And so I'm kind of, you know, can I maybe sleep on your couch for a little while?
I
don't take up a lot of room.
This is all you, Blake.
I've had sex on that couch.
I remember when you're at home and you're discovering your body when you're a kid.
you
had sex
that.
On our couch, too. You made Choo Choo Fireman turn around. I had no problem doing it. That's not how Choo Choo gets his jollies. So
how
I turned around.
How does Choo Choo get his jollies?
Well, you know, that's part of the reason I'm in the predicament financially that I am.
Go on.
I like imaginary whores. They're not free. You would think if they're imaginary, it would be free, but it doesn't work that way, and I found out the hard way.
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to Molly about this, and usually I've talked to her about everything before I do anything. It's a good idea. For relationship-wise, it's a good idea to talk about everything. Usually I do, but on this situation, I think it's fine that you come stay, because, I mean, it's like I owe it to you. You know what I mean? You helped shape my life.
I don't want you to feel like you owe me anything, but we had a lot of good times together, and when all the kids would push you in the mud at the playground, Choo Choo was there to pick you up.
What about when I was molested? You weren't really there to help me out.
I was. The other guy said, turn around.
I did. Respect those wishes.
You know, it's hard for me to not respect the wishes of someone asking me to turn around. I'm very quick to turn around.
Are you? All right. Well,
I'll do. Want me to turn around right now? I'll turn around right now for you.
Not much of a friend, though, right?
Well,
turn around.
I'm imaginary.
Turn around.
All right. I'll just turn around real quick here, and then now I'm going to turn back.
You don't have to wait until somebody tells you. You turn back whenever.
You want me to turn back around?
Does that mean that you could have been watching the molestation?
Oh, the plot thickens.
No, the guy said, "I'm done with the boy. Go ahead and turn back around." So I honored his wishes, and I turned back around. Now maybe Blake...
How come you didn't honor the help, this isn't right kind of thing?
Choo-choo turned back around.
Yeah, I kept saying choo-choo, fireman.
CCR, I need your help.
Yeah, CCR. That's back when I was in, I like Clearwater Revival.
Great band. We both love them. CCR's the best there is.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I think Molly would be cool with you sleeping on the couch. And
just so I get my imaginary feet on the ground.
It's cool with me. I really appreciate you stopping by. This is crazy, man.
I've got a trailer, a U-Haul outside. If I could just put a couple boxes in your kitchen here, and I'll sleep on your couch. It's just three or four boxes. It's nothing really.
You have a U-Haul for three or four boxes? Why don't you just put them in the back of the car?
It's the U-Haul is attached to a Schwinn bicycle.
Oh, man, you got some calves.
Imaginary calves.
Yeah, that's fine. Three or four boxes is cool.
Perfect. I'll go unload them right now. I really appreciate the help you're giving me, Blake.
Hey, I appreciate you coming and finding me.
I'm so proud of the way you turned out.
Thanks.
You're such a handsome boy, minus the teeth.
I took them out.
I noticed. All right, I'm going out to the U-Haul.
The look you are getting to.
I know.
Nice,
priceless.
Nice to meet all of you guys.
Nice to meet you,
Choo-Choo Fireman.
All right, guys.
CCF.
Take care.
Good luck with the boxes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man. That was so...
What the
I'm
hell
shook
hell
up.
Was
I'm
that?
I'm so shook up I dropped my teeth. Wow, man. That's crazy. It brings back so many memories of how I was molested. He just sat
here's
there
what
with
I,
his
yeah. Here's what I don't understand. The dude dips for 32 years and then knows where you live to come over and ask for money?
You found me on Facebook.
Yeah. I should probably read that thing then. Facebook's.
Oh, yeah. Always pay attention to Facebook.
Yeah.
Every day.
There's only one other way to find out the show release schedule besides Facebook.
Well, I can say it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I happen to know it. The release schedule, episode 239, Taint Punchin', fantastic name, by the way, is now available. Episode 240, Joke Gacky. Is now available, and episode 242, our next episode, inevitably titled The Hat Trick Pony, will be available on Friday, April 1st. And don't forget Friday, March 25th, is Waffle Day. Eggo Waffles always says, Lego my Eggo, but who are these jerk-offs stealing breakfast pastries? Apparently they're out, wow, I can't read. Apparently they are out and, they are... out there and doing it so frequently that this phrase was coined. Eat safely, friends. Also, Saturday, March 26th is National Spinach Day. Popeye really sent out some mixed signals. Habitual smoker, yet consumer of leafy greens. And I said consumer, and I meant consumer.
We understand you have a Chicago accent.
I know. This is why Dave reads. As far as I'm concerned, health-wise, that puts him back at zero. Yep. All righty. And don't forget to contact the show with any questions, comments, or suggestions. We don't mind, because we don't ask for much. If you would like... if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes and subscribe and tell a friend to help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, well, get in line, pal.
Yeah, my wife's in front of that line.
Yeah.
Well, wow, I'm still amazed. I'm going to go help Choo Choo.
I know.
Unload some of those boxes.
You haven't come back in at all, so I'm guessing they're heavy.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're imaginarily heavy.
Hey, Choo Choo, where do you want these boxes?
Over here.
Oh.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Jason,
you're
back.
Who's this dude?
You call him, his name's Choo Choo. You call him by his name.
But like, who is he though?
He's my imaginary friend.
And he's here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put these boxes over here.
Did you have an imaginary friend when you were young?
I did.
What was his name?
Buck Wheaton.
Buck Wheaton. It's a formal name.
He was a doctor.
Oh,
God. At least your imaginary friend was like upscale.
He's a lot of things.
Right. You can philosophize.
That's one.
You could be a 10-year professor at a university.
Two.
Which, and you're really philosophizing, so, you know, it's really the same thing.
It's all encompassing.
You can talk and smoke weed and get hot young chicks to have sex with you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of patches on his elbows.
I've seen Animal House. All right, folks. That is another great episode of IBWIP. We are five hours into this.
5 hours in.
That means there's 19 more to go.
Oh, my God. Woo.
But Heather, how you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling good.
Ready to
pumped. I want more French dip and chips, though.
French dip and chips it is. Thank you very much for being on the show, as always, dear.
You're welcome, sir.
Adam.
Hi.
What do you think? Got two IBWIPs under your belt. Very few people can say that.
Is that true? Is that a thing?
Well, yeah. Have an IBWIP under your belt?
Well, there's there's 7 billion people on the planet, so.
Well played. No.
You do the math, pal.
I'm a little stunned. I'm having a blast after that horrible reading of my monologue, but. You know, I'm having fun. It's all good things.
You're no Big E, I'll tell you that much.
No.
Big E is the king, the butcher of
no.
King.
Hopefully you'll have... Do you have any notes for Low Blow tonight?
Sir, we don't need notes.
Okay.
Where we're going, we don't need notes.
All right.
I like that.
And Jason?
Yeah?
I keep bringing up a sensitive subject with you, my molestation. I keep bringing up as a joke, and yet you never talk to me off mic about it as a friend and try to get to the deep caverns of it.
Do you want to sit down and talk about it sometime?
No.
Okay,
not
good,
because
I don't want to hear about it. All right?
I wouldn't make you hear. I wouldn't want to hear about you.
I'm really getting scared that this is serious. And I don't want to hear. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
I mean, who wants to hear that? Who's chomping at the bit to hear about molestation? If you want to talk about it as a friend, that's fine. But am I chomping at the bit? Do I really want to sit down and be like, let me clear my schedule so I can hear about how you were raped as a kid? No. I'm not excited to hear that. But as a friend, I will do it for you.
Thank you for being on the show.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Oh.
Good night, folks. We have Adam read some more poetry.
Yay! By now you've heard the entire show, but are you really listening? If so, have you ever realized that this was all a fever dream by Blake and none of us actually exist, including you?
Oh. Something to think about.
Give them something to talk about. Follow by love. Who was that guitar player that was blind?
Lots of them.
He was in Roadhouse.
Was he on the show?
The show?
Our show?
No.
Roadhouse?
Yeah, he was in the movie Roadhouse. He was a blues guitar player. He was blind. He was a younger guy.
Buckethead?
We all have smartphones, but yet nobody is looking.
I'm not going to. I don't care.
Roadhouse blind person?
I care enough about that as I do to talk to you about your molestation.
He died of cancer.
Actually, okay. I'd rather talk about the other thing. I'm not saying which is which.
I think you'd rather talk about his molestation than find out who the blind guitar player was from Roadhouse. That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Uh-oh. Jeff Healey?
Yeah, the Jeff Healey band. Thank you very much. It's good to know that somebody cares.
Roadhouse blind died of cancer is how I got
there
it.
There you go.
That's it.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.